Yes, sir. If I could just have a minute of your time, I wanted to talk to you about something. Yeah, if I could put this delicately. Something bothering you. I thought there might be because you've been acting pretty grumpy the past week. Yes, you used to be very nice to me, and I can't help but notice you've been snappish, and, well, sir, since it affects me and the rest of the staff, I wonder if you could tell me. Well, I have my suspicions. If I guess it right, you'll tell me if it's true. Well then, there's only one thing that would make a man this cranky and this easily annoyed. I'm thinking you haven't had sex for the past week. Oh, don't try to deny it. We've all been working hard on this case for the past week, and, well, you've barely had enough time to get home. So, very likely that it's that. And, also, I know what you look like after sex. Yeah. Well, you just got married last month. I've already figured out what you look like when you're glowing after sex. Well, sir, if I could say something to you in confidence, well, if you would notice that the other partners in the firm, they haven't exactly been as grumpy as you are. Well, I know you do a lot more work, but it's mostly because they've had stress relief. I won't go into details, but I know for a fact that it's not because they've been going home more often than you. They've been having sex right here in the office. Now, if that's something you'd be interested in, I could probably squeeze you in. Oh, sir, don't look so shocked. It's really casual. Well, it's not even real sex if you think about it. I just love giving blowjobs. And I bet you really liked receiving them. I think it would be good for your health. Also for office morale. You'd be less stressed. You wouldn't get so mad at people around you. And everyone will be happy. So, why don't you stop analyzing this? I'm here to make you feel good. The work you do, it's so difficult. And I know that you do really important work. You deserve a break every now and then, you know? I would take care of you. I want you to lean back in your chair. Yeah. Go ahead. Push down those trousers for me. Take out that nice throbbing cock for me. Already hard. And you're thinking, you want my mouth on you. You've been staring at my lips ever since I walked through the door. And you've been thinking of me putting my mouth on your cock, smearing my red lipstick all over the length of your shaft. You want me to do that right now? Let me just kneel in front of you. My tongue swirl around the head of your cock. Do you like how my mouth is so warm and wet? As I take you into my mouth, stop thinking of work, of your wife. Office politics. The fact that we shouldn't really be doing this. Just enjoy it. Because this really isn't anything personal, sir. I just want to make you come. So you feel better. So you wouldn't feel so angry or upset or worried. Let me take care of you. I want to make you come. You've been aching for it, I know. I'm just hot for my mouth, to squeeze out all of that cum from your cock. That's it. I'm going to stroke the length of your cock. Let's suck the tip. Okay. Inside of your balls. You know, sir. You said you haven't come for a week. I'd like very much to be the one to make you do that. I really want to do that. Like me staring up at you. You want to do that? All over my neck, my breasts. Would you like to come all over my face? She's so yummy, sir. Squeeze your ball some more. That's it. I'm going to count to 10, and then I want you to come. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, get ready, four, three, two, and one. Come into my mouth. Enjoyed that. I think you did too. Oh yeah. No, it's no problem at all. I just love sucking cock. It's the hottest thing in the world for me. So, sir, I guess you're in a better mood now. Well, sir, I was wondering if I could leave early tomorrow because my sister is in town and... Oh, I can take that day off? Oh, that's very generous of you, sir. Especially since we're in the middle of a very important case. Are you sure that I can do that? Oh, all right. I am sure Marcy won't mind taking up the slack. Oh, thank you so much, sir. I'll be at my desk. And if there's anything else you need, you know, I'm willing to do anything for my job. Especially some things that I really enjoy doing.